As Bnei Yisrael escapes Mitzrayim and is headed out towards the desert and towards the Yam Suf, we're told, Uparo hikriv, vayisu Bnei Yisrael as einehem, vihnei Mitzrayim, nosei achareyem. They noticed that the Egyptians were following right behind them. They were on their tail. Vayuru ma'od, vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael el Hashem. They were afraid and they cried out to Hashem. And at that point, Moshe then goes on a bit of a Musar Shmuz and says, what are you guys worried about? You're complaining that you're going to end up dying here in the desert. Better to have been buried in Mitzrayim. Says Moshe, what are you talking about? Al tiru, his yatzvu uru'u es Yeshua Hashem. You'll see the Yad Hashem. And don't worry about it. Everything's going to be just fine. Hashem yilechem lachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fight for you. Va'atem tacharishun. You have nothing to do. You have nothing to worry about. You just keep quiet. Just do what you're told. And everything will be fine. Just wait. Be patient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of it. So in essence, what Moshe was saying to Bnei Yisrael is, why are you crying out? Why are you engaged in this tefillah of Vayitzaku El Hashem? Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. Just relax. But then in the next pasuk, we have Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Matitzak Eli Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Yiso. Now it seems like Moshe's davening, as Rashi points out. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, why are you davening? Matitzak Eli, go. This is not the time to daven. This is the time to take action. So the Chassam Sofer points out, it says, I don't understand. Moshe just told Bnei Yisrael to stop davening, don't worry about it, Hashem yilachem lachem atem tacharishun, and now Moshe starts to daven? What do you mean? Moshe doesn't take his own advice? What's happening here? So the Chassam Sofer quotes the Shla. The Shla has a pshat as follows. The Shla writes that vayitzaku el Hashem, when Bnei Yisrael screamed out and cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah to please help them, that was a lack of emunah. That was a chisaron in emunah, in Moshe. They lost faith in their leader, and by extension, really in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Moshe had already taken them out of Mitzrayim. And they already had the assurances that they're going to be fine and nothing is going to befall them out of Mitzrayim and in the desert. And yet, they're still vayitzaku el Hashem. They're still crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are they doing? This is not a time to daven. You already know what's going to happen. Moshe is going to take care of it. This is a chisaron in emuna. That's what the Shla writes. But the Chassam Sofer says, I have a problem with this Chassam Sofer. This doesn't seem to jive well with a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim tells us, Yonasi b'chagvei hasela b'seser hamadrega harini es mareich hashmini es kolech ki kolech arev u'marech nove. That in Shir HaShirim, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudalid, we talk about the Yonasi b'chagvei hasela, the dove that sits in the cleft of the rock. And what exactly is this a reference to? Says Rashi, this is a reference to Klal Yisrael in the desert. As soon as they left Mitzrayim, Paro is chasing after them, and he catches them by the Yam, and there's nowhere for Klal Yisrael to go. They can't go towards the water because they're going to drown. They can't go back towards Mitzrayim because the Mitzrayim are there and they're going to be killed. They can't go to the other sides because there are Chayos Rosh. There are all these animals around. There's nowhere for them to go. So what do? They go into the cleft of the rock. They go b'chagvei hasela. They go, they hide in an area, in a bunker of sorts, and what do? Hashminias kolech. They scream out, vayitaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. They cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does Rashi tell us, based on this pasuk in Shir HaShirim? That the tefillah that they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment was Hashminias kolech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I want to hear your voice. This is a good thing. It was an important moment for them, that when they were nervous, when they were scared, that they would cry out to Hashem. So how could it be, says the Chassam Sofer, that the Shla is criticizing the Jews, Vayitzaku El Hashem, that no, they had a lack of emunah in Moshe as their leader. What are you talking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the way Shlomo HaMelech writes in Shir HaShirim, he wanted to hear their voice. This was an important moment for them to daven. And in general, we could ask a larger question. Matitzak Eli Daber B'nei Yisrael V'Yiso? What, we're not supposed to daven? There's no greater power that we have than to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could the Mefarshim and even Rashi say, this is not a time to daven, this is a time to act? There's nothing better than davening. Yes, certainly you need to act, but davening can precede it. Davening can even be while you're in the act of taking the initiative. So how could davening be somewhat minimized, the importance of it be somewhat minimized in this context? So says the Chasam Sofer, in order to resolve the pshat in Rashi and Shir Hashirim, that davening is always important, and specifically in this context, it says Hashmini Eskolech, that the Vayitzaku El Hashem was a good thing, and with the Shla who said that the Vayitzaku was a bad thing because they were showing a lack of emunah, says the Chasam Sofer, I can be machriya between these two ideas and show that there isn't really a contradiction. So on the one hand, he writes as follows. We all believe in Mashiach. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us a Bias HaMashiach. We believe in it, the Animamim, the Rambam, etc. That it's going to come in maybe Be'ito, maybe Achishena, maybe in its proper time, maybe earlier. But if we daven for Mashiach to come, if we daven for Mashiach, says the Chasam Sofer, that's a Chisaron in Amunah. How can you daven for Mashiach? We've already been promised that Mashiach is going to come. So davening for Mashiach is a lack of emunah. We know it's coming. You don't daven for something that you know is coming to you, but rather, says the Chasam Sofer, how do you daven for Mashiach? You don't just say, we want Mashiach, but you say, we want Mashiach now. That's the song, we want Mashiach now. If you're mispalel, sheyemaher v'yachish b'mher v'yameinu, that's a tefillah that is niskabel. So you're not simply asking in the abstract, we want Mashiach. We say, well, we want it now. Make it happen now. That's a difference. That's a tefillah, which is unique, which is important. A tefillah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear. So says the Chasam Sofer, let's bring it now into our context. Says the Chasam Sofer, B'nei Yisrael was Vayitzaku El Hashem. They cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was this, what were they asking for? They were asking Sheyoshia Hashem. They were asking that Hashem save them. Well, what kind of tefillah is that? That's not a tefillah. We wouldn't call it a tefillah shav. We wouldn't call it a tefillah in vain. But it's a tefillah with a chisaron of emunah. They're lacking emunah here because they know they're going to be saved. You can't ask to be saved in the abstract. You have to ask for a specific request, something more detailed, more focused, more meaningful, more impactful. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, Ainli hispala al Yeshua, you don't daven simply to be saved, but rather ela hatfila tiya sheyodil hamalasos. No, the tefillah needs to be, tell me, what am I supposed to do? What can we do in order for us to be saved? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not vayitzaku el Hashem, it's not simply we're crying out to Hashem, save us. We're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we should be asking is, how can we be saved? What do we need to do in order to be saved? That's a different type of tefillah. Now we're asking for help, we're asking for assistance to make something happen now in a meaningful and in an impactful way. So says the Chasam Sofer, what happened here is as follows. They were satisfied with Nevuas Moshe. They believed in Moshe, that when Moshe said that we're going to be redeemed, we're going to be fine, v'achrachein yetzei b'ruchosh gadol, as you mentioned last time, everything's going to be great. They believed it. They believed in that Geula. But they got scared. They were frightened when they saw Mitzrayim. On one end, the Yamsuf, on the other end, the wild animals on the sides, they were scared, and they panicked, and they started to daven, which was the right thing to do, but the tefillah wasn't the right tefillah. Their tefillah was simply, Vayitzaku El Hashem, God save us. That's not the right tefillah. That's a tefillah that shows a lack of emunah. A lack of emunah in Moshe as their leader, a lack of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu by extension. But rather, their tefillah had to be different. When Moshe's response when they cried out, he said, Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem tacharishun. God will fight. He'll take care of it. You guys just keep quiet. But that response wasn't correct as well. Don't keep quiet. We're not trying to subdue or minimize tefillah. Never. Tefillah is always important. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu says back to Moshe, "Va'atem tacharishun," you're telling Klal Yisrael to be quiet? No, lo she'acharishu lagamri. No, I don't want them to be completely silent. I don't want them to be still because I love tefillah. Ani mis'avel tefillah. I want the davening, but rather, says the pshat, What does it mean? Matitzak elai? When Hashem says to Moshe, Matitzak elai daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, he says, no, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is not like Rashi's pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Moshe davening and said, Moshe, stop davening, it's time to act. And that's not at all what was happening here. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Klal Yisrael was vayitzaku el Hashem. They were cried out. But it wasn't the right cry. So you told them, tacharishon, to be quiet. But they're not supposed to be quiet. They're always supposed to daven. But how are their tefillahs going to be niskabel? How is it a tefillah when it's not a showing, a lack of emunah? Matitzak elai. What is it that you need to daven? Matitzak. What type of tefillah should you give me in order for a proper response to be given back? Matitzak elai. What? Maz what? What kind of tefillah is it that you should give to me? The tefillah should be, Ribono shel olam, daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. We ask for a specific request. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell us, how are we supposed to go? How are we supposed to travel? Not save us, but we have to ask in specific terms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what can we do right now to be saved? What action can we take? What tefillah, what movement can we do in order to make a difference right now? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe. Ma titzak elai was that, wait a second, you need to tell Klal Yisrael that their davening was done in the wrong way, that davening showed a lack of emunah. I'm not going to answer that tefillah when it shows a lack of emunah. Rather, daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, tell them that the davening has to be with a specific request. And then what happened is that Moshe did that. The davening changed. The davening was Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. They changed the format, the structure, the way that they're supposed to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. And what happens in the very next pasuk? Ve'ata harem es mancha. Now go, lift up your staff, and unateis yadcha l'yam uvakei, and then split it right away. That's the action. So it's the tefillah, of course, says the Chassam Sofer. Tefillah is always important, and tefillah was necessary here. This was actually a time to daven. The problem was in the method in which they employed to daven. It's always important, says the Chassam Sofer, based on this yisod that he is establishing, that when you daven, you don't daven in the abstract. You don't daven to be saved, to be helped, to make money, to have a good family, to have a child. You have to ask specifics. If you are davening for Mashiach, you're davening for Mashiach now. If you're at the Yom Suf and you're afraid, you don't say, Hashem, save me. Hashem, tell me what I can do in the form of tefillah. Tell me what I can do in order to be saved. And that, once you learn that key, that the tefillah has to be a more personal request instead of an abstract request, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell you, Va'ata harem es yadcha, es mancha, lift up your staff and split the Yom Suf. Then all of our tefillos will be in his Kabil. Have a good day.